Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Have you ever found yourself a bit out of place, maybe when you're in school, maybe in the workplace now? I remember from my school days, perhaps you've seen this too, in elementary school, if a child sits alone, that's usually a quick fix, usually a gentle nudge from a teacher or a parent that's helping out. Student says, hey, come sit with us, and simple fix, right? Problem solved. But as we get older, it gets a little more complex. Recently, I came across some just heart-wrenching comments online. High school students, they were sharing how they felt very alone and isolated at school, particularly dreading lunchtime. And here were some of their comments. One student said, I don't even go to the cafeteria anymore. This place is so full of people judging you. I don't have any real friends who want me at their table. And another shared, every single day of sophomore year, I ate in the bathroom because I had absolutely no friends to sit with. Another shared that they walked around aimlessly around the school and just ate while they walked to avoid the pain of having to sit alone and would just sit outside their classroom door until the next class started. That was their lunchtime. Maybe your child is going through this. One, just know that they aren't alone. And if this is you, maybe you are the student. You're not alone. This is a season and you will get through it. Your child will get through it and come out stronger. But these stories aren't just about school lunches. I think they reflect a deeper issue that we all face at some point, the fear of being alone, being left out. It's tough feeling like we don't belong, like we have no, there's no space for us. But this can't be true. It cannot be true with God as our creator, because he created each of us with a purpose. John 14, my father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? Not only do we have purpose, we have a place. We have a room. We have a seat. Jesus does not overlook us. In fact, he invites us to the table. He offers a place where we are always welcome, always cherished. Our seat. Whether it's at home, whether it's at school, whether it's at church, whether it's in heaven, it's valuable and it's ours. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.